Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Peter, welcome back to KDK.
Morning, guys. And you know something? Apollo 12 always seems to get the short shrift because, you know, of all the publicity surrounding 11, obviously, and 13. But, you know, 12 was unique because it almost didn't get out of Earth orbit.
Yeah, now that was really strange because you don't normally hear the captain, the pilot, whatever you, whoever the head honcho is on board the ship saying, "What was that?"
He said, "What the hell was that?"
They call him the commander.
Oh, okay, commander. The commander say, "What the hell was that? What was that?"
In this case, it was Pete Conrad, who had already flown in space twice and was commanding the three-man mission. And what happened was all the alarm bells started going off, all the alarm lights started going off, and Apollo 12 had launched basically in the middle of a thunderstorm here in Florida. And he speculated later on that they had gotten hit by lightning, and the films did indeed show that that big Saturn V got hit by lightning.
Oh,
when they
goodness.
Got hit by lightning, it knocked out the power to the fuel cells that power the command ship. The rocket was doing fine. It was on course and everything, but everything kind of went haywire. And what do you do in that case? Well, you know, perhaps for some guys, the reflex action would be, oh boy, pull the abort handle and let's get the hell out of here. But everything seemed to be flying normally, and there was a flight controller down on the ground who saw what happened and had the fix because he remembered it from a simulation in the previous year. And among space geeks, the famous phrase is called SCE to AUX. It was a switch in the command ship that was so obscure, not even the flight director, Jerry Griffin, knew about it. But John Aaron, the flight controller who knew it, said, "Tell them to try that." And that basically got everything back on track very quickly. But wow, what a scary time it was.
I love what he said, "Give that a try." It's like, really? And if that doesn't work, what then?
Well, he didn't say give it a try. He said just SCE to AUX, and even the crew was like, "What's that?" But they did it, and it worked, and you know, got the power back to everything. They circled the Earth once just to make sure everything was okay, and that was part of the flight plan anyway. When everything was okay, they headed to the moon, and they had what wound up being a terrific moon mission, except for one thing. When they were on the moon, Alan Bean aimed the brand-new color TV camera at the sun by mistake, and there was a TV blackout for most of both moonwalks, and that was a shame because, you know, those things are always fun to watch.
Oops.
I love this intrigue. And I got to tell you, with the 50th anniversary this summer and the movie, you know, you still get anxious watching it. Like, how did they do this?
Well, you know something, you're right, and we saw that Apollo 11 documentary on the big screen, and we knew it was going to happen,
right.
And yet both my wife and I, our hearts were like in our mouths during the landing sequence and everything else. You know what's going to happen, but it's like, oh my God, you hit it right on the nose.
Yeah, don't forget people went to see the Titanic. Larry, tell your story.
So that's probably, Peter, the last time I waited in a long, long line to see a film. You know, now with pre-reservations and all that, it's not really an issue. And I'm standing there with my wife, and there's a young couple behind us, and I said to my wife loud enough for them to hear on purpose, "Who wants to go to a movie where you know the ship's going to sink?" And I hear, "Oh."
Mr. Spoiler, even then.
Peter, before you go, real quick, what is the future of the space program? You know, we hear the private, public. I mean, what's next? What can we as citizens look forward to is the next big thing?
How much time have we got?
30 seconds. No, yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, well, in the immediate future, they are planning two unmanned tests of the spacecraft that will start taking Americans back to the space station from here in Florida at the Kennedy Space Center. That's in the next few months. They're hoping to fly humans there starting early next year, but they have to do some tests first. Long range, NASA and the Trump administration want to put humans back on the moon by 2024. There are all kinds of proposals for the hardware, the latest lunar lander proposals. A couple of them have come out in the past couple of weeks, and it's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of technological development, and there's a lot of skepticism that there's no way it'll get done by 2024. But, hey, we're watching it, and we're reporting on it.
Well, I love your passion for this, especially these space missions and the history, too. Peter King, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Good talking with you.
You too. Peter King from CBS. We love checking in with him.